Well, you couldn't be around here or even not very far away from here without knowing and hearing about the story of Osage Beach police officer Austin White. He was injured in the line of duty a few weeks back on the east end of the Grand Glaze Bridge. Just a horrific accident, and the headlines since then have been filled with his being hospitalized and the community rallying around him and the effort and his recovery. Austin and his mom, Wendy White, who is with Lake Area Chambers, is with us this morning. How are you, first of all, Wendy?
Very good.
I'm so glad you're here. We've been so looking forward to this. There by her side is son Austin White. We're going to visit with Officer White in just a minute. But Wendy, take us back to that day, if you would. Mm-hmm. What was your initial reaction when you heard about your son being hit on the bridge?
Sure. Well, you know, I received a phone call early. It was before 7, about 20 till 7, quarter till 7 in the morning. And you know, I was so into, honestly, car show mode at that time, because that was the day that our big event, the Magic Dragon Street Meet, started. And so when I got a private call on my cell phone, I first, you know, I wasn't alarmed by it because so much was going on. And so when I answered, it was one of the police officers, you know, telling me that Austin had been in an accident. And, you know, my first thought was, okay, you know, where are you taking him? And I'm thinking in my mind, I'm going to run out the door and head to the hospital. And he said, well, they just flew him, you know, to Columbia. Well, then I kind of lost it, you know, because then I knew it was extremely serious. And I just kept saying, you know, was he in a car wreck, that type of thing. And you know, they were just really trying to keep me calm and say, you know, just stay where you are. We're going to send somebody to come and get you. And so from there, it was just, you know, who do I call next? You know, my husband, of course, was the first one to call. And he's a teacher, but he also drives school bus. So he was on the school bus, and they cannot answer their phone on the school bus. So, of course, he didn't answer. So it was just panic.
Well, as the mother of a police officer, I mean, don't you kind of live with this every day, the fear of this or the danger?
Sure, I do. And, you know, Austin's a police officer. He's also in the National Guard. So there's been lots of times in my life where I've told Austin, I said, I'm going to gray early and I'm going to have calluses on my knees because I'm going to be praying a lot. But yes, of course, I know that that's a reality. But you, even though you know that, you'd never think it's going to happen to you.
Right.
You just, I mean, you don't let yourself go there. So, it was very emotional.
It has been, obviously, I don't have to say it for you, an emotional roller coaster ride. And, of course, thank God of Austin's recovery.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Well, let's talk to Austin for a minute himself. Officer Austin White is, first of all, I have to tell you, sincerely, it is so great to see you here.
Well, thanks.
We've talked so much about you and everything, and obviously so many people in this community have been praying for you and thinking about you and offering all kinds of help. Can you take us back there, Officer White? Officer White or Austin? What do you prefer?
Austin's fine.
Okay. Yeah. He is Officer White, though, let me tell you. But take us back to that day. You were on the Grand Glaze Bridge early in the morning. Tell us as much as you can of the events that transpired.
Yeah, well, it was it was actually just before I was about half an hour from getting off work, you know, and we'd gotten a lot of complaints about morning speeders, you know, people flying by down the highway in the morning. So I thought, you know, I'll just run a little bit of traffic, and I of course found a speeder, you know, and did just a regular traffic stop, and it was completely in my mind. It was routine, you know. They always say in the police world, there's no such thing as a routine traffic stop. And this is just a perfect example of that, you know. I was just getting ready to finish up, and I heard a noise, you know, an unusual noise. When you're out on traffic stops, you're used to hearing traffic go by and the usual noises. Well, I heard something that was unusual. And
let's set up. There was another vehicle, another police vehicle parked, behind you? Is that correct? Like your backup or whatever you call it?
Yeah, I had a backup officer respond to my traffic stop shortly after I initiated it. So there was another vehicle, police vehicle behind mine, between me and the speeder.
Right.
So,
and what happened? The car came through and hit the vehicle behind you?
My backup's vehicle, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
And then it carried over into me. The right side of his vehicle hit my backup unit's car, so he just kind of drug his whole vehicle my way, and he actually missed my vehicle, kind of went around it, and ended up at the driver's door, which is where I was, of the speeder's vehicle, and that's where I was at the time. So
you were actually hit by the door or the vehicle itself?
The vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wendy, you look like you need to say something here.
No, I just, you know, that's the one thing they didn't tell me on the phone when I was talking, because they didn't want to tell me that.
Thing.
It is absolutely a good thing. They waited until they saw me personally because, you know, I kept thinking he was in a car wreck.
Oh my God.
And there's one thing to know a car's protecting you a bit, but to actually be hit by the car, that was hard for Mom to hear.
So, Austin, and if, as I recall the stories, this car hits you, you're thrown, what, 40 feet, something like that?
Yeah, they said like 30, 40 feet, yeah.
Were you knocked unconscious?
Yeah, pretty much immediately. I was knocked unconscious, yeah.
So you're airlifted then. Now, were you taken first to Lake Regional, or what happened?
Actually, I went to the airport here at the lake,
right,
and then flown straight to Columbia.
Okay, so you were airlifted to Trauma Center in Columbia.
Yeah.
You're unconscious at this point.
At some point, I regained consciousness.
Did you?
Before I was airlifted. So
okay.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, that was my next question. Was what was the next thing? The last thing you remember is being hit, and the next thing you remember.
Right. Well, you know, everything's foggy to say the least. Right now, the next thing I for sure remember is being in a hospital bed and being confused, really confused about what was going on, and I remember my leg hurting pretty bad.
What kind of injuries did you take?
Well, my tibia and fibia, both of the bones in my lower leg were broken in half, and my ear was almost ripped off. It was hanging on by a little bit.
Your right ear.
Right ear, yeah. And fractured my skull and had some lacerations to my face and my head.
Wendy, is this hard for you to sit here and hear right now? I apologize if it is. But.
It's not so hard now. It's really hard to see him. Although, you know, at that time, once he'd been flown and we were able to see him, the first prognosis was way worse than what it ended up being. And I attribute that to everybody's prayers and, you know, just everything going on. But it was hard to see him in the ER with his ear actually ripped off.
Sure,
you know, that was difficult. And he was in so much pain. And I'm going to say this really quickly. The first thing he said to me and all of us that went into the emergency room, it was me and his dad and his sister, he said, "I'm sorry." I said, "Why are you sorry for putting you through this?" And I said, only, you know, Austin would they be thinking, you know, he didn't want to upset Mom and Dad.
You have how many kids, Wendy?
Two.
Okay,
two.
So you have an
older sister.
His sister.
Yeah,
Austin,
Ashley.
Tell me about your sister's reaction to all this and how she's been.
You know, she's been upset, obviously. But you know, considering she's handled it like a trooper, and she's been really good and she's a very compassionate person. She's been really great.
Any kind of prognosis as far as getting back to work or how's?
You know, it's mostly just healing this leg, you know, and obviously two bones broken. It's gonna take a little while.
As I'm sitting here looking at Austin right now, he's sitting here with is that a plaster cast or an air cast?
It's because of the way they repaired my leg.
Yeah.
I don't need a hard cast, so it's just,
really,
it's kind of a support frame, I guess you could say. They call it a boot, just a boot.
How much pain are you dealing with on a daily basis?
If I'm active like I'm supposed to be for rehabilitation reasons, you know, getting my leg strong and everything, it starts hurting pretty good by the end of the day. So,
what's your reaction been, Austin? Because obviously, since you came to, you're seeing the community reaction. And what do you have anything to say about
that?
Well,
yeah, I have a lot to say about that. Actually, I'm extremely thankful. Even, you know, the benefits and even people just the letters, just somebody, you know, stopping and saying, "We're glad you're okay. It's nice to see you." You know, the well wishes, the prayers.
Mm-hmm.
It's I do want to take the time now to say to everyone, thank you so much, because it's really meant a lot, probably more than you even think it has. So.
Well, I don't have to tell you, there have been so many people praying for you, and so I mean, it's an amazing community we live in. You know,
absolutely, yeah,
it really is.
That's a wonderful thing about. I really appreciate our community.
And I have to tell you, I'm so pleased to be able to do this. But we had a number of donation boxes out, various businesses, sponsors around the lake, and we said, if you could give whatever you can give. And I have a bag of money here for you.
Right.
And you put it toward whatever expenses you have, miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Wendy, I know we were talking a little bit about there are all kinds of things that maybe you don't count on that happen. That, right? She's just,
yeah.
She's a little speechless right now. Yeah.
Thank you. Just thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It is our pleasure. And we want to say thank you also to the good folks at KK Jewelers, also Quick Car Wash and Lube, Wood Supermarket on Sunrise Beach, Slumberland in Osage Beach, and First National Bank, who graciously allowed us to have the donation boxes there.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you. I'm really, it is overwhelming. You know, I represent our community on the business side, and I've always said we have a great community. I've moved here in the late 70s, loved it ever since. But I'll tell you what, you guys, we have just a tremendous community. So I want to say, just ditto what Austin said, and thank everybody from the bottom of our hearts, you know, not just for the benefits, and it's been overwhelming, but just the prayers, the thoughts, the well wishes, like Austin said. It really does mean a lot. So, you know, from the bottom of our hearts, on behalf of our entire family, thank you to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, Officer Austin White, we will obviously we're going to continue to keep you in our prayers and for a full recovery. And I don't just mean feeling okay, but I mean a full back to 100% recovery. And we know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you'll be back on the job before long. And what a story you have to tell, obviously.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, I can say thank you 100 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
Well, we're going to stay in touch. And obviously, we have Wendy in once a month anyway, or somebody from your office anyway, Wendy.
Yeah.
So we'll stay up to date. We know your mom, okay? So.
Yeah.
And thank you for all your service, obviously, and everything you do. And thank our Osage Beach police officers and all. You know
absolutely.
What, too? It really is a great fraternity, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. And, you know, what I go through and what I went through, you know, everybody that you see in a uniform around here, we all signed up for the same job.
Yeah.
So it's just me that it happened to, but it's every single one of us that it's part of the job that we signed up for.
It's a reminder of how the kinds of risks that these guys take, whether you're talking police, fire, emergency,
absolutely.
Whatever it might be. I mean, they're there in sort of the eye of the storm as things happen, and we appreciate it. Thank you very much, Officer.
Well, thank you.
Wendy, thank you for coming in today. Again, we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you guys. Thanks.
Thank you.